youth campaigning, building resistance to austerity, and Trump Helen Patterson. Socialist Party Executive Committee member Claire Lacker-Mansfield's introduction to the discussion on the Socialist Party's youth and student campaigning focused on building a movement of resistance to Trump. Following the successful student strikes in Spain, see article above, Socialist Students is calling for students to walk out on day X, the day that Trump comes to Britain. While in Britain we haven't seen a struggle on the level of Spain recently, the Socialist Party and its predecessor, Militant, have led student strikes against war and against attacks on young people's rights in the past. We should organize action in the build-up to Day X, particularly on May Day. Everywhere we go, Day X is a popular idea and young people are pledging to organize at their school, college, or university. Socialist students groups plan to make a splash on campuses with stunts such as building walls against Trump. Many young members also contributed to the discussion on the dire working condition they and their peers face. Millions are stuck on precarious temporary contracts, or are bogusly self-employed. Getting organized. But these workers can organize, even in difficult conditions. By teaming up with student members or workers from neighboring workplaces, we can build the trade union movement in unorganized areas. There have been successful strikes recently by precarious workers. The Socialist Party is committed to helping this process, to fight for a £10 an hour minimum wage, and for improvements that make working life more bearable. Where our young members play a role in the trade unions, they are able to have a big impact and attract new young people towards the workers' movement. Offered little future by crisis-ridden capitalism, facing homelessness and poverty, young people's physical and mental health has suffered. 10% of 5 to 16-year-olds suffer a diagnosable mental health disorder. Only fighting for socialism can offer an alternative to this misery, with decent services, housing and jobs.